Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin holds $20,000 realized price as analysts eyes big moves brewing and incoming. And quoting Max and Stacy, we are El Salvador going to be in the top 10 most powerful Bitcoin mining operation in the world within the next 9 months. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a first look at the Bitcoin Tower in Dubai as the developer shares the initial design. Also in today's show, Binance CEO CZ says the recent big deal development with China historically leads to bull runs. Also, we'll be discussing Bitfinex partnership pushes crypto adoption in Latin America. That's right. Bitfinex announced a new investment in a Chile-based crypto exchange in an effort to boost crypto adoption across Latin America, as well as Bitcoin to explode by over 75% once it overcomes this critical level, predicts crypto analysts. I'll be breaking down his timeline. Also, breaking news. Ron DeSantis vows to protect Bitcoin during his presidential campaign launch. That's right. Check it. In the 2024 presidential election, there will be a pro-Bitcoin Democrat, also a pro-Bitcoin Republican candidate, as well as the Bitcoin halving. And Max Keiser says that Bitcoin is becoming the single issue that determines the 2024 election outcome. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode 1292. Today is May 25th, 2023. I'm your host, JV. And as you can see, yesterday was quite the correction in the crypto market, but we're finally back in the green. Bitcoin up 0.11% for the day, trading just above $26,200. We have Ether up 0.25%, but still trading just under $1,800. BNB, XRP, Doge, Litecoin, and Cardano all in the red and still correcting. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap barely sitting above 1.1 trillion with about 32 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance on the decline at 46.1% with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Ajax up 15%, trading just under 30 cents, followed by Render token up 11.5%, trading at $2.76, followed by Lido DAO up 4%, trading at $2.05. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, you can see we have a mixed bag of gainers and losers, with one of the top ones being RNDR, which is up 12%, and one of the biggest losers is HEX, down 15%. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're still stuck in neutral with a 51. Yesterday was a 50, last week a 51, and last month a 53, all of which is within neutral. How many of you took advantage of this recent dip? Let me know BTFD in the comments below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. And welcome once again to everyone tuning in to the live show. Check it out. Let's check out some of these charts. Bitcoin is at 10-week lows, but one longtime analyst is telling investors to ignore the panic. Quoting Philip Swift from Decent Trader, he says Bitcoin's performing well and as expected. Now, also, he said a lot of panic is in the market today. Bitcoin is currently testing the metal of key move averages as reported against the backdrop of traders' downside targets extending to 25,000 and below. So Philip Swift believes the Bitcoin can still return to as low as 20,000 in the coming months, despite remaining bullish on the higher time frames. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Nonetheless, when looking at the realized price, the picture is clear when it comes to Bitcoin's long-term strength. Quoting him here, zooming out, Bitcoin is actually performing well and as expected for this stage of cycle, a clear Bitcoin breakout above the realized price. The realized price refers to the aggregate price at which the Bitcoin supply last moved. It currently sits just above 20,000 at the time of this live stream, according to Look Into Bitcoin. Now, this chart shows that the cycle Swift refers to, these beginning each time the spot price breaks above the realized price line. And in each case, the real Bitcoin upside kicked in 140 days after the word, which ultimately is hinting that big moves are incoming. And another glimmer of hope comes from trader activity this week. As noted by Checkmate, lead on-chain analyst at Glassnode, market participants are increasingly showing signs of exhaustion. That's right, Checkmate referenced the sell-side risk ratio metric, which is now approaching its lowest ever recorded levels. And despite realized price lying far below the spot, no one is interested in selling at the current price, he inferred, whether or not they're in a profit or in their particular investment. Quoting him here, this usually occurs when the sellers are exhausted on both sides, suggesting big moves are coming. Now, sell side risk was last this low in late 2015. That's 8 years ago, at the beginning of Bitcoin's run to its previous halving cycle, all-time highs of 20,000 in December of 2019. And how many of you were around in Bitcoin back then in 2017 when we hit that almost 20,000 all-time high back then? Let me know in the comments right down below. And quoting Max and Stacy, we are El Salvador. We're going to be the top 10 most powerful Bitcoin mining operations in the world within 9 months. Bold prediction. So let's recap on this in another 9 months and see if this prediction comes true. And now let's discuss the latest development happening in Dubai with the first ever Bitcoin tower, as well as a Bitcoin hotel. And then we'll dive deeper in some more of these stories here. On the evening of May 24th, we have Salvatore, the developer of the forthcoming Bitcoin tower. He officially launched the project at an exclusive architecture-focused event by designer Simone Michelli. The private event was held by the Bella Restaurant Lounge in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And during the event, he and Michelli presented their collaboration for the Bitcoin Tower, which will have a version in the metaverse and a physical building. I'm looking more forward to the physical building than the metaverse building, just say. But anyways, in the interview, they said the project combined two of his passions. The executive has years of experience in real estate development and acquired passion for Web3 during the pandemic. Quoting him here, I spoke with many crypto experts, but with all due respect, they don't understand so much regarding real estate, and I spoke with many, many important developers also in the city, but with all due respect, they don't understand crypto. The developer said that because of this experience, he imagined a project that would match the expertise in real estate and his passion for crypto, and the idea for the Bitcoin Tower in Dubai was born. He said that he wants to project the project to be an open project, mentioning the possibility of creating a decentralized autonomous organization, better known as a DAO, for the project. Quoting him here, we will receive many, many inputs from the community because Bitcoin Tower must be an open project, like what Satoshi Nakamoto teaches to us. He added that having a DAO seemed very natural for the project because decentralized and decision-making contributes to making an electric experience for the future. Now the tower will have a virtual version, which will be launched in the metaverse, and a physical version, which will be built in Dubai. And while the location is not yet final, he hopes to get the approval to build the tower near Sheikh Zayed Road, where the famous Dubai skyline resides. He also says that having a symbol like the Bitcoin Tower would benefit the region. The developer believes the project could solidify the UAE's leadership positions on cryptocurrency. And in addition, the developer highlighted it could provide a hub for the crypto community for those who live in Dubai and those who are visiting for the many crypto events in the region. Quoting him again, I have something that I think gives the idea this evolution of real estate and revolution of the market of hospitality. Bitcoin Tower will be the first of a chain. This is what I dream. So there you have it. Massive shout out to Dubai and to the UAE as they are embracing Bitcoin, quite the opposite of what they're doing here in the United States. But nonetheless, fam, now let's discuss what's happening in China, as CZ says these are big developments in the works. Binance CEO CZ says China Central Television recent focus broadcast is a big deal, which has historically led to bull runs. Quoting him here, China Central Television, which is CCTV, just broadcast crypto. It's a big deal. The Chinese speaking communities are buzzing, and historically, coverages like these lead to bull runs. Not saying the past predicts the future, and this is not financial advice. So the broadcast, which aired May 23rd, covered security regulators in Hong Kong creating a mandatory licensing system for digital asset providers. And in a recent statement, we had Julia Leung, the chief executive of Hong Kong Security and Futures Commission, says that the clear crypto guidelines will help the industry sustain itself as well as foster better, more innovation. You need to share that with No Clarity Gary already. Quoting her here, providing clear regulatory expectations is the key to fostering responsible development. Hong Kong's comprehensive virtual asset regulatory framework follows the principle of same business, same risk, same rules, and aims to provide robust investor protection and manage the key risks. This will enable the industry to develop sustainably and support innovation. Now, the licensing system is set to kick off June 1st, which is next week, after a consultation with the industry leaders in February, which yielded generally positive attitudes towards the change. According to the SFC, firms that do not comply should plan to close their businesses. Quoting them here, the guidelines for virtual asset trading platform operators will become effective on June 1st, 2023. Operators of virtual asset trading platforms who are prepared to comply with the SFC standards are welcome to apply for a license. Those who do not plan to do so should proceed to an orderly closure of their business in Hong Kong. So there you have it. Hong Kong, let's freaking go. And it's cool to see that China is starting to slowly re-embrace Bitcoin once again, because as CZ pointed out, this has led historically to some massive bull runs. Now let's discuss more massive adoption across Latin America as Bitfinex is doing big things in Chile. Then we'll be discussing a 48,000 Bitcoin price prediction, followed by the latest of DeSantis supporting Bitcoin and what's happening over there. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And again, welcome to everyone tuning in. The digital asset platform Bitfinex announced a new partnership with the local exchange in Latin America as part of a larger effort to push for wider adoption in the region. That's right, Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's freaking go. On May 24th, Bitfinex revealed the new investment in one of Chile's leading crypto exchanges, OrionX. And according to the announcement, the partnership between the two digital asset companies aims to support local education programs along with financial freedom and inclusion efforts. This comes just over a month after Bitfinex Securities El Salvador was granted an operating license in El Salvador by the National Digital Asset Commission to issue and trade secondary assets via a platform compliant with local regulations. The exchange also recently sponsored a three-week boot camp in Paraguay for women to learn basic coding skills. Latin America has been a growing market in the crypto scene over the last year and continues to attract attention from outside investors. And according to Chainalysis Global Adoption Index for 2022, Latin America constituted 9.1% of the global crypto value received last year in 2022. The region came in seventh for the largest cryptocurrency market. The same Chainalysis report highlighted that Latin America is home to five of the top 30 countries in the index, which includes Brazil, number 7, Argentina, number 13, Colombia, number 15, Ecuador, number 18, and Mexico, 28. Now, back in March, Coinbase announced service expansion in Brazil via partnerships with their local services, and including round-the-clock customer support in Portuguese and easier onboarding processes. And last month in Argentina, the local securities regulator approved the Bitcoin Futures Index, which is reportedly a first in Latin America. And also in Argentina, a new partnership on May 19th between the stablecoin issuer Tether, USDT, and the on and off ramp platform Krypton Market will allow support for USDT transactions at Argentina's central market. So mass adoption, let's freaking go and let's continue. We're taking over the world, starting with Latin America first. And as I mentioned, game theory currently in full effect. Bring it. Now let's discuss this $48,000 Bitcoin price prediction. We have crypto analyst Jason Pizzino. He claims the king crypto can surge by double-digit percentage points once it rises above a key resistance zone. In a new interview on the David Lynn Report, Pizzino says Bitcoin is facing major resistance at between the $28,000 and $32,000 level. And according to Pizzino, Bitcoin could surge by nearly 80% from the current price when it breaches the major resistance zone. Quoting him here, so $28,500 to around $32,000 is going to be a key level for Bitcoin to overcome. I suspect that when it does, you will start to see less of the bears and more of the bulls. Basically, comments from people saying that this thing has to go lower and we are going to see some new cycle lows. That will become less and less once we overcome this key. You know, crossing here between 28 and 32,000, there's just nothing left for them once it overcomes this level. They will then be looking towards $48,000 as the next level. And of course, the all-time highs. And I like to point out that the yearly high thus far is roughly the 31,000 mark. So So this analyst is ultimately saying, once we can overcome that and hit 32, we're likely to soar on up to 48,000 above and beyond, as there's not much resistance between those levels. The crypto analyst says that going forward, Bitcoin would have a more sustainable rally if it appreciates in price by small incremental steps rather than huge sudden surges. Quoting him again, the more we go up in this little stair-stepping movements, the better that it is for Bitcoin, because there is more stability in price at the lower levels. So we get this nice stair-stepping move up rather than this ridiculous FOMO, which we know is fear of missing out pump, that we see in those patterns. These are unsustainable. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Jason Pizzino. And to watch this video he did entitled The End of the Bear Market, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for the moment you have all been waiting for, let's discuss the latest of DeSantis announcing running for president and being pro-Bitcoin, because now we officially have Kennedy Jr. running for Bitcoin as a Democrat, and he is pro-Bitcoin, in which he says, you know, he made that speech recently at Bitcoin Miami conference. And now we have DeSantis, who just went out on a Twitter space with Elon the other day to announce running for president and also backing Bitcoin as well. And we also have the Bitcoin halving in 11 months. So 2024 is going to be very interesting, to say the least. So yeah, let's break down what's happening with DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the current governor of Florida, has officially thrown his hat in the 2024 U.S. presidential ring and has notably promised to protect Bitcoin if he gets the job. I like to hear that. Now, on May 24th, Twitter boss Elon joined DeSantis and around 520,000 live listeners in the Twitter broadcast. How many of you tuned into that? Let me know. Which was moderated by venture capitalist David Sachs. Now, as president, we will protect the ability to do things like Bitcoin, said DeSantis. He added, there is risk involved with it, but the people interested in the cryptocurrency are sophisticated and can make decisions. You have every right to do Bitcoin. The only reason these people in Washington don't like it is because they don't control it. Facts. I mean, I know he's preaching to the choir here, but it's all true. DeSantis called those on Capitol Hill central planners who want to have control over society. Bitcoin represents a threat to them, so they are trying to regulate it out of existence. Facts. The Florida governor also hinted that the jurisdictional battle between waged by the SEC and the CFTC over cryptocurrencies. We have Gary Gensler, the current chair of the securities regulator, has long claimed his agency has authority over the crypto space. DeSantis said, as Congress had never addressed cryptos, the bureaucracy, like referencing the SEC, has to just do it on their own and made it so that people cannot operate in that space. I just don't have an itch to have control everything that people may be doing in this space. And I think that the current regime, clearly they have it out for Bitcoin. I mean, facts. He added, if President Sleepy Joe is reelected for another 4 years in 2024, the regulatory regime for crypto under his administration will probably end up killing it. So just say no to Sleepy Joe. Now, earlier in May, DeSantis, as we covered on the show, passed the anti-central bank digital currency bill in Florida that prohibits the use of federal CBDCs as money, along with banning the use of foreign CBDCs. So much respect and more power to him. There is still a way to go before the U.S. heads to the polls in November of 2024. It's likely that DeSantis will face off against former President Donald Trump and others at the first GOP presidential primary debate in the 2024 cycle slated for August. Other White House hopefuls have stepped forward to support the cryptocurrency. We have Democrat presidential hopeful Robert Kennedy Jr. called Bitcoin a symbol of democracy and freedom in his speech at the Bitcoin 2023 conference. Kennedy has also was the first president candidate in U.S. history to accept Bitcoin donations, and Bitcoin joined days after by Republican candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Way, if I'm pronouncing that dude's name right. And as pointed out here, I mean, so we have Kennedy Jr. and we have DeSantis, both pro-Bitcoin and both anti-CBDC. Who would you vote for if you had the opportunity to do so? If we were in 2024 right now, it was the presidential elections. Please do let me know in the comments right down below. All I know is this, please don't vote for anyone pro-CBDC. Example, Biden, Trump. And don't vote for anyone anti-Bitcoin. Example, Biden, Trump. if you're going to vote for someone, it would only make sense if you're a crypto enthusiast and Bitcoiner to vote for someone who represents the Bitcoin community and who is anti-CBDC. As we all know, CBDCs is the slavery and destruction of humankind, and Bitcoin is the antidote. And as Max points out here, and I think it's true, Bitcoin is becoming the single issue that determines the 2024 election outcome. So there you have it. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.